This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress Party of misleading the people of the country on the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said, under MG Narega, the rights given by Congress existed only on paper. He said Congress has abandoned its ideas, ideology and ideals and has nothing to do with the country's development or the welfare of the poor. Mr. Chauhan said the Act guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household from the earlier 100 days of employment.
Instead of 100 days, a guarantee of 125 days of work has now been provided under the Viksit Bharat Gram Yojana. This does not give only the right to the work. It also makes it mandatory to pay an unemployment allowance if work is not provided within a 15 days. Earlier, the rights exist only on paper, but now efforts have been made to strongly implement them on the ground. This law will be implemented across the entire country at the same time, and no Gram Panchayat will remain outside its scope.
In Jammu and Kashmir, after a night-long halt, security forces resumed the search operation today to track down terrorists believed to be hiding in the upper reaches of Kishtwar district. A group of 2 to 3 terrorists affiliated with Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed JIM are believed to be trapped in the area. The operation was launched in Sonar village near Mandral, Singhpura in the Chhatru belt yesterday, leading to a gunfight that left 8 soldiers injured, primarily due to splinter injuries caused by a sudden grenade attack from the hiding terrorist. Multiple teams of the army, police and paramilitary forces, supported by drones and sniper dogs, are combing the area while maintaining a tight security cordon to ensure that the terrorists are not able to escape. The filing of nominations for the election to the BJP national president will take place today. According to the poll schedule released by the party's national returning officer and MP K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The whole election process will take place at the party headquarters in New Delhi. As per the election schedule, scrutiny of nomination papers will be conducted between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m., followed by the withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open until 6 p.m. this evening. After the completion of the nomination process, polling, if required, will take place tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be a part of the Board of Peace that will work towards bringing lasting peace to Gaza. U.S. President has sent a letter to Mr. Modi in this regard, which was shared on the social media by U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore. In his letter, Mr. Trump said it is his great honor to invite the Prime Minister to join him in an effort to solidify peace in the Middle East and at the same time to embark on a bold new approach to resolving global conflict. The U.S. President unveiled the board as part of the second phase of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that engagements of Mr. Sikorski are focused on furthering the strategic partnership between India and Poland. Mr. Sikorski is on a 3-day visit to India. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Sheikh Mohammed is visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. World Economic Forum will begin at Davos in Switzerland today. More than 3,000 global leaders are attending the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town along with a large government delegation to take part in the 5-day talk fest. In Iran, 5,000 people, including 500 security personnel, have been killed in the protests that gripped the country this month. The toll is the highest yet cited by the government sources for the nationwide protests that shook Iran's establishment. The Iranian official has blamed Israel and armed groups abroad for the high number of people killed. And that is the end of this news bulletin.